Conversion matters. Digital is an undeniable part of our lives. Even when we take breaks from screens, digital business keeps growing. Understanding your conversion rate, CR, is crucial for internet marketing success. Yet, many marketers don't even know what theirs is. To find yours, just divide the number of people who take action on your website by the total number of visitors. This tells you how effective your online content is. The higher your CR, the better your website is doing. You can also compare your CR to industry averages. For example, in early 2004, home and furnishing sites had a 2.0% CR, travel sites had 2.1%, and online catalog stores had a whopping 6.1%, according to the FireClick Index. Overall, the web averaged a 2.6% conversion rate. To boost your conversion rate, it's not just about getting more people to your site. You also need to focus on the small steps visitors take before making a big decision like buying something or signing up. These little actions along the way are crucial too. So, make sure your content is persuasive at every step to keep people engaged. That means they won't drop off before reaching the point of making a purchase or signing up. Boost conversion rates. Improving conversion rates, CRs, brings a bunch of goodies for websites. It means more sales, happier customers who stick around, and spending less on getting new customers. Some online sellers have jacked up their CRs by a whopping 7 times. How? By focusing on 5 crucial areas: planning, structuring, communicating, momentum, and optimizing. Streamline preparation for future actions. Consumers prioritize value over price. Does your website effectively communicate value? Is it offering sought-after products or services? Focus on benefits rather than features and demonstrate respect for visitors' intelligence. To boost online revenue, strengthen your website's conversion rate, CR, merchandising, and traffic. Don't settle for the average 2.6% CR. Aim higher. At this rate, most visitors aren't generating profit. Instead, strive for comprehensive improvement. Follow these 8 principles to maximize conversion. 1. Avoid accidental marketing. Start by pinpointing what consumers need before creating a product idea. Understand your customers and how your product benefits them. Always be ready to explain why someone should choose to buy from you. 2. Get the winning edge. To gain a winning edge, pay close attention to every detail of your website. Continuously work on boosting its conversion rate. 3. Understanding your customers is key. Even the fanciest CRM software won't help if you don't get them. Create an online experience that helps you connect with your website visitors. 4. Don't frustrate your customers. Make it easy for your customers. Treat them like newcomers to the internet, not tech experts. Don't overwhelm them with fancy online features that slow things down and get in the way of buying. Keep their online journey simple and easy to understand. 5. Shun assumptions that kill sales. Just because people visit your website doesn't mean they're ready to buy. Don't expect every visitor to be a potential customer. Other wrong ideas include, if you do it right, you can sell anything. And, you can't focus on improving your conversion rate until you have more sales. 6. Put customer service where it counts. Make it easy for customers to reach out for help by prominently displaying a toll-free number and other support options on your website. Streamline website navigation and the buying process to build trust with your customers. 7. Emphasize conversion. Over 1,100 factors shape whether visitors become buyers on a website, like the size of fonts and the color of text, to how well you explain why your product is unique. The sharper image, known for its successful online sales, amps up its conversion rate by offering dynamic browsing. That means when you click on one item, you instantly see 3 similar ones. 8. Recheck the basics. Ensure your unique value proposition, UVP, shines through clearly. Consider refreshing your logo if needed. On your website, emphasize security and ease of shopping. Like Amazon, Reassure customers with clear messages, such as, you can always remove it later, next to the Add to Cart button. Test your site for user-friendliness. Prioritize top-notch customer service. Organize. Creating a website that sells relies on two key things: the way information is organized, that's information architecture, and how it convinces people to buy, persuasion architecture. Information architecture makes it easy for folks to find what they want, while persuasion architecture makes them want to buy it. Here's how you build persuasion architecture. 1. Uncovery is like shining a light on the who behind your business. It's about figuring out who your customers are, what you want to achieve, and how you plan to sell to them. You dig deep to uncover what makes your company special, the hidden gems that set you apart, and then decide how to share these with potential customers. To do this, you ask your team questions like, what do people say when they first visit our store? And what are common mistakes new buyers make? By creating typical customer profiles, you can tailor your messages, like website text, to specific types of customers, making them more convincing. 2. Wireframing is all about figuring out how your website will be organized. You sketch out each page and how you can move around from one to another. This helps you plan the structure before you start adding fancy stuff like pictures. It's like making a blueprint for your website, where you focus on text and links, not images. This way, you can easily change things around and try different setups without spending a lot of money. It's like building a map for your website before you start building it for real. 3. Storyboarding. We're diving into the nitty-gritty of how to make our website not just functional, but engaging and persuasive. We're not just thinking about what the site will do, but how it will do it. First up, let's beef up our wireframe with some killer copy. We want words that connect with people on an emotional level, building trust and persuading them to stick around. Then it's sketch time. A rough outline of how the website will look sets the stage for our design journey. Using tools like Photoshop or Freehand, we'll bring our design to life, starting with a black and white mock-up. This helps us focus on the layout before we dive into colors. Speaking of design, remember the golden rules. Less is more when it comes to graphics, and keep things simple to avoid sluggish load times. When it comes to links, stick to the classics, blue and underlined. And throughout, make sure our site is easy to scan and skim. Think of short text blocks, catchy headlines, and strategic use of white space. 4. Prototyping storyboarding is like making a blueprint for a website. It helps create a prototype that's just like the final website. Once the architect and developer say it's good, they stop making changes to it. It's like hitting the freeze button on making any more changes. 5. Development. Once you've planned your website well, it's time to dive into the development phase, also known as coding. Good planning upfront can save you a ton of time and resources now. Every hour you spend planning can save you about 3 hours of programming later on. 6. Keep improving. Keep improving. Once your website is up and running, don't stop there. Make it even better over time. Use tools like Web Analytics to see if all your pages are doing what you wanted them to do when you first planned your site. Communication. Welcome to our website, where every click ignites an excellent journey. We're all about making your experience seamless and electrifying, with content that speaks directly to your values. Get ready to dive into a world of powerful graphics and compelling text, designed to stir action and drive you towards your goals. Say goodbye to dull language and hello to energetic verbs that inspire action. We're all about keeping it simple yet impactful, with short, snappy sentences that pack a punch. No need for complex jargon here, just straightforward, international English that everyone can understand. When it comes to images, we're meticulous. Each picture is handpicked to enhance your experience, never hindering your path to purchase. No sales roadblocks here, just visuals that convey features, benefits, and values in a snap. And forget about pesky pop-ups slowing you down. We're all about keeping that buying momentum going strong. So, get ready to engage your senses and dive into a world of specificity and clarity. Maintain momentum. Your website needs to keep the sales momentum going strong. That means aligning how you sell with how your visitors buy. Give them the right info at the right time throughout the sales process. Stick to the classic 5-step plan. Grab attention, spark interest, create desire, push action, and seal satisfaction, itis. Every web page should have a clear call to action to guide visitors. Use hyperlinks that answer their questions or urge them to take the next step. To make a clickable call to action, combine a command with a benefit they'll get. Make sure your website is easy to navigate. Think of it like leaving a trail of breadcrumbs for your visitors. When they click on links or images that match what they're looking for, they should seamlessly move from one page to the next, like stepping stones across a stream. This way, they won't get frustrated or confused by dead ends or detours. Keep it simple, keep it smooth, and keep them clicking. Optimize online sales. Always understand what your visitors want and guide them quickly to what interests them. On your homepage, reassure readers they're in the right place and highlight why you're valuable. Simplify the buying process with various payment options, solid guarantees, secure transactions, and hassle-free returns. Use web tools like single-page views and abandoned carts to boost online sales. Simplify checkout with a progress indicator showing how close they are to finishing. Ensure editing the shopping cart is straightforward. State error messages as confusing ones drive visitors away. Remember, every click shows their willingness to engage. Improve efficiency through strategic adjustments. Some online stores give up too easily in the competition for customers' attention. They settle for mediocre conversion rates, which seriously hinders their online success. The truth is, a CR below 10% isn't good enough. Some sites are hitting CRs as high as 77%. To make your homepage effective, keep it focused and fast. Introduce your company quickly and address visitors' main question, "What's in it for me?" A lean page is key. Aim for 35 to 40 kilobytes max to ensure fast loading, ideally within 8 to 10 seconds. Unpleasant shopping experiences on your website can turn away visitors for good. Studies show they won't just leave quietly. They'll spread the word, warning others to steer clear too. But fear not. You can turn this around with a simple trick called A-B split testing. Here's the deal. Split your audience into two groups. Show one group your original web page, and the other a tweaked version with just one change. Then, go with the page that brings in the most positive responses. By paying close attention to every detail of your online marketing, like testing different versions of your pages, you'll keep boosting your conversion rate, CR, and winning over more customers. Key points. 1. Understand your website's conversion rate, CR, by dividing actions taken by visitors by total visitors. 2. Aim for a higher CR than the average 2.6%, as it means more sales and happier, loyal customers. 3. Focus on small steps visitors take before big decisions like buying, ensuring persuasive content at every stage. 4. Boosting CR involves planning, structuring, communicating, maintaining momentum, and optimizing. 5. Prioritize simplicity in website design, avoiding overwhelming visitors with unnecessary features. 6. Enhance user experience with clear communication, easy navigation, and strategic call-to-action placement. 7. Continuously improve your website based on visitor behavior and market trends to maximize online sales.